Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. And we're going to start with another edition of...
Wait, that's the Veep Stakes.
Right now, as a public service, we are helping to keep track of the various vice presidential candidates, those reputed to be in the shortlists. We help by pointing out the flaws in these various candidates. So, Mo.
I can't imagine any flaws that might have emerged in the last week in some of the vice presidential.
So, Mo, Governor Tim Kaine of Virginia, supposed to be in Obama's shortlist. Some pundits say he could never be a successful candidate on the national stage because of his what?
Does he have a criminal record? You have to give me a clue.
Well, it's called the Burt problem.
Oh, he lives on Sesame Street. He lives in a trash can. He lives with another Muppet.
Or some people call it the Frida Kahlo problem.
Oh, he has a unibrow.
He has eyebrow problems.
Eyebrows are the problem.
Back in January, Kaine delivered the Democratic response to the State of the Union address, and instantly, the chattering classes were all asking the same question. What is up with that man's eyebrows? They seem kind of drawn on, except for the one that keeps trying to climb over his scalp and escape down his back. Well, he hasn't asked for it, but we are going to give him some help, and we are going to the best. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you all to rise, please, as we welcome to the show the woman known internationally as the eyebrow groomer to the stars, Aliza Petrescu. Ms. Petrescu, welcome to...
That's correct. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you
to
for having me on.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Now we know that you shape the eyebrows of some of the biggest Hollywood stars, Madonna, Vanessa Redgrave, Kim Cattrall, Natasha. You do them all, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And men alike, too.
No. Now, with your advanced expertise in eyebrows, you have looked at Mr. Kaine's eyebrows. Can you describe them for our listeners?
Yes, I absolutely can. His eyebrows are definitely too feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Arch is too high. So what I will do with him... I'll just brush and trim.
Yeah.
Then I will remove the excess hair between the eyebrows, so he doesn't have much.
Yeah.
But his eyebrows are definitely too manicured, and whoever did make him look like almost like a woman.
While you're here, with your expert opinion, what do you think of the presidential candidates' eyebrows, Mr. McCain and Mr. Obama?
To be honest with you, perfect eyebrow. Mr. Obama has perfect eyebrow.
Perfect
Mr.
eyebrow.
McCain needs a big help. First of all, he needs to color. He needs to color his eyebrows. You cannot have half white and half brown eyebrows.
So wait a minute. So you, this is a nonpartisan opinion. You're just an eyebrow expert. That's your only
opinion.
Interest. All right, expert opinion on eyebrows. So you think that McCain should dye his eyebrows?
He should tint the white hair on his eyebrow because he will look much younger.
And so.
Yeah.
But
Mr. Obama has perfect eyebrow. If they can switch, they will look much better.
Mm. Aliza Petrescu is perhaps the nation's foremost expert in the grooming of eyebrows. Thank you so much for being with us, Ms. Petrescu. What a pleasure.
Good luck.
Mo, a 90-year-old British woman's lifelong wish was fulfilled by a Make-A-Wish charity in her home country of Cornwall, England, when she was finally given what?
They gave her a teddy bear. They gave her something. It's something cuddly.
No, it's not quite. Well, it's sort of cuddly.
They gave her a jaguar.
90-year-old woman. It's all she ever wanted, and she finally got it.
A pacemaker.
No.
They gave her a...
A new hip.
A new hip. What did she want? Teeth. It's something...
Well, it's kind of hard to describe. You just have to look in your heart, because you know that the answer is... Does anybody know?
Oh, in your heart. You have to look in your heart.
It's a metaphor, Mo.
Okay.
A metaphor.
Romance.
Sort of.
A Valentine.
Does anybody know the answer? Because I'm afraid it's really hard to hint. No, well, she basically got what she had wanted her whole life. She was served fish and chips by a man dressed only in a thong and a see-through apron.
Isn't that what everybody wants?
Like, yeah. I said, Mo, look in your heart.
Look in our hearts.
You would have found a man standing there wearing a thong, a see-through apron, and holding a plate of fish and chips.
Arthur Treacher, yes. In an apron.
Cornwall Care, that's the name of the charities, they said that the typical wish is a day out for a pint and a pasty, the famous meat pie of Cornwall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they had no problem with the elderly woman's life-affirming wish. A spokesman explained, quote, "Well, it may have been a bit risque. The wish was carried out with utmost respect. A staff member volunteered to strip down to be the waiter, and the meal was a rousing success, said the unidentified nonagenarian, quote, "I thoroughly enjoyed my fish and chips served by that half-naked man."